This week has been a busy news week. There was the bombing in Chelsea and the ones planted in New Jersey. There was an arrest in that. There were police shootings in North Carolina and Oklahoma. And of course, there's the presidential campaign where we see daily headlines. And you can see the reaction and passion all on social media. But have you ever looked at your newsfeed and thought, wow, people are consuming the news in entirely different ways? WNYC producer Shumita Basu has been thinking about this all week. She's been following Twitter, Facebook, and making some phone calls, and she joins me right now. Hi, Shumita.
Hi, Richard.
So what are you noticing? What is trending on social media?
Well, what I'm calling it is the tale of two news feeds. So yesterday, I noticed there were these two distinct camps of people who were just experiencing the moment in really different ways. There were Brangelina mourners who were expressing their grief and their shock. And then there were yesterday's trending names, Terrence Crutcher, Keith Lamont Scott, and people posting about police brutality. Now, these stories couldn't be more different, but the people posting about them were really passionate.
And I guess for every person, for me, for you, we get a very different sense of this depending upon who your friends are, how diverse your friends are. If you have a lot of diversity within your friends, you get a lot of different stories. So you notice that these two narratives formed, one pop culture gossip, the other social injustice. Is there any way to compare them?
Well, it's hard to do that. It's not really fair to do that, in fact. So what I set out to do was find smart, engaged people who are thoughtful about these topics. And then I asked them, why is this dominating your newsfeed right now? So for Brangelina, I called up BuzzFeed writer Anne Helen Peterson, who wrote this long piece about how Angelina's managed to control her public image over the years. And she says writing about celebrity culture doesn't take away from other news.
I think it's demeaning to suggest that a person in the world can't hold two thoughts in their head at once and at once be thinking about being really sad and upset and angry about police brutality and how it continues. And then also think about, you know, what Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt's divorce suggests about contemporary femininity and the state of the family.
Okay, I can understand that. Who did you go to talk about the other tale on your newsfeed, the one about multiple police shootings?
You know, I didn't go too far. I went to my Brian Lehrer Show colleague, Jortis Senna. And he doesn't tweet very often, so it caught my eye when he entered the fray yesterday.
I'm such a hesitant tweeter. I'm not active on Twitter. When I tweeted, "Don't talk to me about Brangelina, # Terrence Kutcher," like, I never got so many retweets in the space of like a minute. And like likes, I think it just resonated because it was like right as it broke. Like, I think literally the moment that TMZ posted about it, it came to my feed, and I was like, not on my watch.
And Jorta told me for him, it really breaks down along racial lines.
I'm not gonna lie, Brangelina is an institution, and you know, to be honest, like if it had been Jay-Z and Beyonce breaking up, which is more in my wheelhouse, I don't know, I don't think I'd have posted about it, but the conflict in my head to post about both would have been more like, it would have resonated more with me.
So Jorta told me the way at least he experiences it on his newsfeed, it's often Black people who are the most vocal about police shootings. It's like a response to feeling that those stories aren't widely prioritized, which kind of reminded me of something that Anne Helen said to me about how celebrity news usually ranks.
There are many things, whether it's television or celebrities or celebrity gossip, that are historically denigrated in part because they're things that like women have consumed. And I think it's smart to think about the ways that, you know, if something like matters to people, we should think about why it matters.
So there you have it. That's my tale of two news feeds.
Okay, Shumita Basu, thank you for sharing your two news feeds.
Thank you, Richard.